AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A senior U.S. military official says a couple hundred North Korean troops fighting alongside Russian forces against Ukraine have been killed or wounded during battle in Russia's Kursk region. Norman Hall has more.
The official said the North Korean forces don't appear to be battle-hardened, which contributes to the number of casualties they've had. The official was providing the first significant estimate of North Korean casualties, which comes several weeks after Ukraine announced that North Korea had sent 10,000 to 12,000 troops to Russia to help it in the almost three-year war. I'm Norman Hall.
In Moscow, a top Russian general was killed today by a bomb hidden in a scooter parked outside his apartment building. An official with Ukraine's security service, the SBU, says the agency was behind the attack. In New York, the man accused of killing UnitedHealthcare CEO has been charged with murder as an act of terrorism.
This was a killing that was intended to evoke terror. And we've seen that reaction.
Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, Luigi Mangione was already charged with murder in the killing of Brian Thompson. But this terror allegation brought forward by Bragg is new.
This was a frightening, well-planned, targeted murder that was intended to cause shock and attention and intimidation.
Under New York law, a charge like this is brought when an alleged crime is trying to intimidate or coerce people or the government through murder, assassination, or kidnapping. Thompson was shot dead as he walked to a Manhattan hotel. UnitedHealthcare was holding an investor conference. I'm Haya Panjwani.
President-elect Trump's lawyers are making a new argument to get his hush money conviction thrown out, alleging juror misconduct. Details not made public. Meantime, Trump's suing the Des Moines Register and its pollster for publishing a poll the weekend before the election that showed Kamala Harris leading by 3 percentage points. Trump wound up winning Iowa by more than 13. The Register calls the suit meritless. This is AP News. The U.S. Navy giving Tom Cruise its top civilian honor.
The U.S. Navy acknowledges that a lot of people enlisted because of the Top Gun movies. Navy Secretary Carlos Del Toro awarded Tom Cruise its Distinguished Public Service Award during a ceremony in London on Tuesday.
For distinguished public service in recognition of the exceptional and wide-ranging contributions made to the Department of the Navy.
For increasing awareness and appreciation of Navy personnel.
I admire all of the servicemen and women. I know in life, something that is very true to me is that is to lead is to serve.
Cruise says he has been given an extraordinary acknowledgement.
It's a true honor to represent them, and I'm just very proud.
Cruise was also commended for his roles in movies like A Few Good Men, as well as Born on the 4th of July and the Mission Impossible movies. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.